The display that you see before this little, right below this audio, is one that shows the quiz D extra credit, the one that's check your knowledge form, and then it shows you what you will see once you've taken it. Now, you can only take the check your knowledge quiz one time, but it's for extra credit, so you just want to know the truth about your own brain. So there's no consequence negatively. There's a good positive consequence because now you know what to work on. Want to talk to you about how to use this practice piece. If you're reading and then going back to take the practice one to see how your brain is getting it all together, whether you really could answer those questions and respond to it. If you're doing that, that's a sensible use of this quiz. If you're just clicking until your finger knows what to click on, probably not a good idea. It won't really help you because it'll never really become part of you, not part of your brain. So I can't stop you from abuse of a practice tool, but I can tell you that you're better off reading, figuring out, assessing to see if you've got it. And that practice quiz, like the one that's for points, that practice quiz will show different questions, usually pretty much each time. So odds are, you take it three times, most of the questions will be different. One reason why I first started building the link to all possible questions is whenever I tested the old Blackboard, what I discovered is statistically, two or three questions out of 40 wouldn't show up. And that bothered me that somebody would see it on a Unity test and never having seen the question just by chance. So you've got all the questions in that link. And so you're going to want to be able to practice enough to have a comfort level. You don't have to take the practice one at all, but I probably would at least take it once to make sure I really had caught on as well and as fluently and speedily as I should. Now, there is something I actually wrote up as a tip, because if I'm catching on, there may be a problem with the practice quiz. The best way I can put it is freeze up, or I'll notice it's producing a display that says something's wrong. Well, when that happens, you need to email me. If you can't get into it, you need to email me, and I will unfreeze it. And it's not a crisis to me. It's a technical glitch we got to deal with. But if I'm right, and I hope I'm right, it can blow up as a practice quiz and have no consequence on gradebook at all, because it's not going to be in gradebook as part of the score. Now, when you're really ready, and you make sure you do it before the date in the course schedule, you have one shot, you can take it one time only, use the password one time only. I've never had a student tell me after that, well, I didn't know I could only take it once. Well, if you type in the password one time only, that ought to be a clue. So that's what the password's for. It's to keep you from clicking on something that you can only take once. So when you're ready, take it, and that's the score. On the other hand, if you've done your check your knowledge form correctly, you've got three extra points already built in. So this is just be calm about it. Now, I'm not going to explain what other things I will do, because I think it's pretty obvious. But if not, you know, email me and I'll try to make an audio for this too. Now, my best hope is this actually might turn out to be better for you guys. And that's worth me doing this labor. It's worth it if it makes it better for you. If it's not better for you, I'm hopeful that this will be just as safe, equal amount of points, and it will be okay with you. I'm trying to do the best I can for you within the technical realities. And on that, always ask if you have questions.